Another change in the economic team at the White House.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The global perspective in a moment. First, President Obama today is set to announce that GE, General Electric CEO and Chairman Jeffrey Immelt, heads a new advisory council. That's on the day that GE reported a more than 50% rise in profit. The company has its hands in a lot of different industries and is seen as an economic bellwether. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is live from Washington on what GE's CEO brings to the White House. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
What does it mean that we have this new head of a new economic council?
Well, the new Council on Jobs and Competitiveness will replace President Obama's Economic Recovery Advisory Board, which, of course, was headed by former Fed Chairman Paul Volcker. Volcker was sometimes frustrated at being an outside advisor to the White House. Immelt, the chair of the new commission, actually sat on that advisory board that Volcker chaired. And Immelt has been an informal advisor to the White House before. Of course, he has a full-time job heading GE, but his ties to the business community are seen as an asset that Volcker doesn't have. And President Obama has been reaching out to business leaders lately, hoping they can help him turn the economy around.
Hey, Nancy, does this news say anything about the president's broader economic agenda?
Yeah. I mean, you can tell from the name of this new council, it's an indication that now the White House wants to move away from stabilizing the economy with things like stimulus money from the government and focus more on growing the economy and creating jobs. One of the ways the president wants to do that is by increasing exports.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reporting from Washington. Nancy, thanks.
You're welcome.
There's another personnel shakeup. This time it's search giant Google. CEO Eric Schmidt is turning things over to co-founder Larry Page. And critics say Google needs to step up its game going after social networks and finding more ways to make money from online advertising. And now to the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. European officials are investigating the disappearance of around 2 million so-called carbon credits. The theft has disrupted Europe's $120 billion a year market to trade pollution credits. From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Cyber thieves hacked into some databases that serve Europe's carbon trading scheme. The largest such scheme in the world, it plays a key role in the EU's fight against climate change. Thousands of companies here can buy and sell permits which allow them to emit more CO2. Putting a price on carbon makes it profitable to cut emissions. But after this week's $40 million theft, the EU has halted all spot trading in the permits for at least a week. There is a suspicion that insiders may be behind the theft. Trevor Sikorsky is a carbon analyst with Barclays Capital. He says the five-year-old market is too loosely controlled.
We do need to tighten up access to the registries and make sure that everyone who's in this market is professionally regulated.
The market in carbon permits has already been plagued by fraud. The latest scam is a further blow to its credibility. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are higher. Asian markets closed lower today. The number of people last year who bought pre-owned homes fell to the lowest level in 13 years. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was slightly lower, down only 2 points to close at 11,822.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
You no doubt have seen a barcode, those line markings on all kinds of products that get scanned at the grocery store checkout. Well, now there's a new type of code that's popping up, digital codes that link the real world with the online world. But as reporter Alex Schmidt tells us, a lot of consumers still don't know what they are.
What they are is QR codes, which stands for quick response. They act kind of like barcodes for your smartphone. You scan these little boxes, and a website comes up on your phone. From there, you can get things like coupons or digital downloads. And advertisers love them. QR designer Phil Warbass explains why.
What it really does is it turns a five-second pitch into potentially a five-minute experience, and it extends the time that you have to be in front of your audience.
Warbass has worked with Chipotle Restaurant to put QR codes in a menu, which takes users to a video with celebrities talking about healthy eating. And he's created one for Paula McMath. She's a singer who plays weekly on Santa Monica's 3rd Street Promenade. McMath has her QR codes printed on business cards. When you scan them, they take you to a website where you learn more about her music. But there's a potential problem. Passersby aren't quite sure what the barcodes are.
Have you ever seen these?
Never in my life.
I've never seen them before.
No. No.
McMath knows she's using an early stage technology.
I realize that on some level I am a little bit of a guinea pig, maybe?
But being experimental could also get her noticed. Lucy Hood directs USC's Institute for Communication Technology Management.
You think about it. You're a consumer, you're blobbing along, what's happening? What will make you pay attention? Something new.
Hood thinks QR codes will need a big, sustained media moment in the spotlight to really drive mass adoption, sort of like text messaging on American Idol. Hood convinced Idol producers to use that technology when she worked at Fox back in 2002.
We went from 12,000 text messages sent to 12 million in one season.
Hood's guess for QR's big moment of exposure? She thinks it'll happen with a movie sometime this year. I'm Alex Schmidt for Marketplace.
And finally, a couple of new fragrances to tell you about called His Money and Her Money. The cologne and perfume smell like cash. The creator says he got the idea after reading about a study of Japanese companies who pumped the smell of money through their vents. Worker productivity jumped. The creator says he's certain the smell of money will at least boost confidence. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
It's arguably the strongest economy in the Western world. However,
we're not living in a wonderland in Germany. We have also a lot of things to improve.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. What the U.S. can learn from Deutschland and what they can learn from us. That, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.